From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. North and South Korea installed the first ever telephone hotline between their leaders Friday as they prepare for a rare summit next week aimed at resolving the nuclear standoff with Pyongyang. Pernell Murdoch has more.
South Korea's presidential office said a successful test call was conducted on the hotline between Seoul's presidential Blue House and Pyongyang's powerful State Affairs Commission. South Korean President Moon Jae-in and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un plan to make their first telephone conversation sometime before their face-to-face meeting next Friday at the Border Truce Village in Panmunjom. Pernell Murdoch, VOA News.
Former FBI Director James Comey's memos touch on a number of topics, including Russian President Vladimir Putin and former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn. Tim McGuire takes a look.
The memos had already been seen by Special Counsel Robert Mueller and select members of Congress before the Justice Department released them to Congress on Thursday. The AP got the memos shortly after that release. Comey previously said he began keeping the memos early on in the Trump administration because of the tone of his meetings with the president and other administration figures. Comey tells CNN he's fine with the department turning over his memos to Congress. Tim McGuire, Washington.
Pentagon officials say there has been no indication the Syrian military is ready to launch another chemical weapons attack following last week's missile strikes by the United States, France, and Britain. But U.S. officials say Washington and its allies remain vigilant. For additional stories as well as in-depth coverage, be sure to visit our website 24 hours a day or download our mobile application to take the stories with you. This is VOA News. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov has said that President Vladimir Putin is willing to accept U.S. President Donald Trump's invitation to meet in Washington. In an interview with state-operated RIA Novosti news agency, Lavrov said that Putin is ready for such a meeting. Heads of state from across the world are gathered in London this week for the Commonwealth Heads of Government meeting. The organization emerged from the breakdown of the British Empire in the last century, and critics say it has failed to shake off its colonial legacy. Henry Widgewell reports.
Beneath the pomp and pageantry, deep questions linger over the Commonwealth's future. What is it for? What role should the former imperial power, Britain, play? In her opening address to the summit, Queen Elizabeth, the head of the Commonwealth, made it clear she wants its leadership to stay in the family. Some British lawmakers want to reinvigorate the Commonwealth as a free trade bloc after Britain leaves the European Union. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
The United States and Cuba say their relations remain the same following the inauguration of the country's new president. Miguel Díaz-Canel was sworn in Thursday to replace Raúl Castro, who took over from his brother Fidel in 2006.
Desde la labor que realicemos,
from every job and trench of the socialist motherland, I will be faithful to the exemplary legacy of the commander-in-chief Fidel Castro Ruz.
In Florida, U.S. President Donald Trump said that, quote, we love Cuba, we're going to take care of Cuba, end quote. A Myanmar police chief ordered officers to trap a Reuters reporter arrested in December, telling them to meet the journalist at a restaurant and give him secret documents. Jeff Custer has more as the case of Hua Lone and Jong Sa-woo continues. There appears to be some errors. Police Captain Mo Yan Yang gave details to the court about the hours leading up to the December 12th arrest of Hua Lone and his colleague Jong Sa-woo. He said police had arranged a setup. The court in Yangon has been holding hearings since January to decide whether the pair will be charged under the Colonial Era Official Secrets Act, which carries a maximum penalty of 14 years in prison. The Basque separatist group ETA apologized Friday for the suffering caused by its decade-long campaign of violence to create an independent state and appealed to its victims for forgiveness. In a statement, the ETA said it is committed to finally overcome the consequences of conflict and to not fall into its reputation. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.